I'm letting you know that. Coming up in the second hour of the program, we've got some really fun indie rock on the way. Music coming up from Ronnie, Spector, the Detroit Cobras, Liz Phair, Blake Babies, new music from the New Pornographers, Nico Case on the way, Nilufer Yanya. It is going to continue to be the same fun that we had the first hour, but all into the second hour. So thanks for tagging along with me. Ezra Furman, trans, folk, punk, singer, songwriter, Ezra Furman, released her third installment of her trans trilogy that began in 2018 with the album Transangelic Exodus. The 4 years between the release of that album and now the release of the new album, All of Us Flames, has been busy for Ezra. On a personal level, Ezra Furman came out as a trans woman and as a new mom. And on a career high, Ezra was hired to do the soundtrack for the highly successful, highly watchable Netflix series, Sex Education. And regardless of what Ezra is doing, her work is always one of resistance, inclusion, and finding the protective power of chosen family. So we are going to kick things off with Ezra Furman here on the second hour of Girly So a Groovy.
Dressed in black.
Music from the Motor City. It is the Detroit Cobras right there with the song It's My Delight. That comes from the band's album Tied and True. In the middle, it is Ronnie Spector. In some ways, I felt like the Detroit Cobras were doing their best impression of Ronnie Spector in the song we heard. But in the middle, it is the legend, the diva, Ronnie Spector herself. And we heard the song Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood. That's one song from a later life release from Ronnie Spector. In 2016, Ronnie Spector released a full cover album called English Heart, where she covered many friends in England, as well as many of her favorite songs out of England. And before that, we kicked off the second hour with music that made its way into our top 10 Girly So Grooviest list for best albums of 2022. Trans musician Ezra Furman with her new album, All of Us Flames. We heard the song Dressed in Black, a song that I always felt had a nod to Ronnie Spector. And then when we saw Ezra Furman back in the fall in concert before launching into the song, had started the song by saying Ronnie Spector, rest in power. So confirmed it, that it definitely made its way into the influence of that songwriting. Hey, if you ever think I would like to know who else made that top 10 list, know that it's a saved story on our Instagram page. You can find that at GSG Radio on Instagram. So I've got some new music that I am excited to share with you. Kate Davis is a musical renaissance woman who released jazz albums as a teenager and then went on to co-write the song 17 with Sharon Van Etten before emerging with awesome indie rock of her own. The New York songwriter delivers on effortless hooks, quirky melodies, and head-bopping indie rock that I think you will thoroughly love. It's Kate Davis making her Girly So Groovy debut here on Girly So a Groovy. have had your fill of toxic masculinity and you just want to rock out, well, then you've tuned to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them, a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert. Making some really last-minute changes there. I had a set ready to go with Liz Phair and some other fun things, but then kind of just thought, it's been a while since we featured Sarah Harmer and Broken Social Scene here on Girly So Groovy, so thought I'd go in that direction. Don't worry, I've got Liz Phair ready for another episode of the program. But yes, we did just hear music from Toronto indie rock music collective Broken Social Scene from their most recent album, Nudge Nudge Wink Wink, by what I mean, 6 years ago. Hug of Thunder, we heard the song Stay Happy from Broken Social Scene. In the middle, it is Kingston, Ontario, singer, songwriter, environmental activist, Sarah Harmer. The song is from her newest album, Are You Gone? We heard the song New Love from Sarah Harmer. And then, of course, starting that set off, it is new music from alternative singer-songwriter Kate Davis. Her new album is called Fishbowl. And we heard the song Long, Long, Long. That album, it really does drip in 90s alternative rock fun. So I promise you, we will be listening to more songs from Kate Davis in future episodes where I will be bringing in 90s alternative fun like Liz Phair, Juliana Hatfield, Veruca Salt, all of that. So those are in episodes to come. But that's episodes of Girly So Groovy future. If you ever miss episodes of Girly So Groovy past, know that you can find them online on the free, no membership required listening platform, Mixcloud. All you have to do is go to the website, mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. Girly and groovy ending with an IE, and you will find 10 weeks worth of Girly So Groovy simply waiting for you to go and press play and pause and listen at your leisure. Again, mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, or you can get the Mixcloud app absolutely for free. Still to come, I've got music on the way from Biba Doobie, Nilla Frianya, Claro, Imperial Teen, the new Pornographers, but I'm happy to say that acclaimed indie supergroup, The New Pornographers, a band that have built a career on pristine harmonies and ambitious takes on classic pop, continue to do so on their new 9th album. And I'm even more happy to say that it goes without saying, the band continues as a vehicle for Nico Case to shine. So we've got new Pornographers on the way, but speaking of Nico Case, that's where we're going to start first, up next here on Girly So Groovy.
Bye. that it gets annoyed in between. How many lies have you pulled from the edge? You're not seeing them now, but they're all more or less there. Yeah. What were the odds on this bait and switch? Knowing your choice was a pantheon or the ditch. Except on my chance, and I'll do it again.